Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
All you have to do is keep your lips shut for 3 hours.
I don't know if I can do this, man.
Oh, I just almost said it.
I know.
We have a major show announcement at 9 o'clock this morning, including a ticket giveaway.
Yes.
Full stop. Moving on. Okay.
That's it. That's all we have to tell you. Get excited. This is a really, really big deal. And we don't want you to miss out. You're going to be mad. You'll be kicking yourself later if you're like, oh, you know what? I heard them say something about a huge announcement at 9 o'clock and then I just like didn't listen. You have to like set a timer, do whatever you need to do because 9 o'clock is a doozy.
I would also suggest reaching out to friends and enemies. Both.
Enemies too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This could be the thing that brings you back together with that person.
This could break or make ties.
Well, I hope it doesn't break ties. I hope it's a unifier. I hope it's a great unification moment.
It will be
a good
unifier. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just a theme for me.
What, breaking ties?
It's a theme. No, saying the wrong thing.
Do you want to elaborate?
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Well, let's focus on me.
Eyes right here, everybody. Eyes right here.
I fought a good hour of this right eye. Yeah, my right eye. Just weeping.
Okay.
All morning long.
I thought for a second there was a problem there when I looked
with
at
me?
You. Yes.
Why
yes.
is that?
I thought that you were maybe.
Does it look irritated?
It looked a little irritated, but the longer I look at you, the more I'm like, no, it's normal.
No, Eric always looks irritated.
He's just a constant state of irritation.
Oh my God. That describes me to a T.
Exactly. Exactly you. No, I like first glance, I walk in the office. I'm like, good morning. And I'm like, oh, Eric sad?
No, Eric, you're not sad. Eric, good mood.
Yeah. And then you were like, you're fine. So
wearing
I'm like,
my favorite little hoodie sweatshirt, my Disney sweatshirt. No, I think,
what's
you know,
up?
I'm 2 months into my boat cream facial routine.
You get a little boat cream?
I think I got a little boat cream like right in the corner.
You shouldn't have put the boat wax right into your eyeball.
I know. It says it on the label, but I think I did.
Keep your boat wax on the boat.
So while my skin feels nice, because that's what it's there to do, I think it just got into the eye just a little bit.
Oh, you bought an entire skincare system.
I did on a boat.
On a boat.
Yeah.
Went on a cruise, got an entire skincare system. Are you going to be able to restock? Are you
running low
at all?
Bad news, good. No, good news, bad news. Good news, it's a legitimate brand because, you know, when Good Morning America brings the lady on, it's like half price steals.
Whoa, yes.
That brand is it's a brand I can obtain. I don't have to be on a boat to get it.
But do you know how to? That's the question isn't, does Good Morning America have it? Do you know how to get it?
No, I haven't looked for it yet, but... But the fact that they can get it, and they are a national show, Claire, that if it's on a national program, it has to be available to the general population.
Okay.
So that made me feel better. What made me feel horrible was what I paid for it on the boat.
And then you saw the sale
price.
Versus
not even the sale price, the regular price. Then I saw the sale price. Like,
you way overpaid. But now you have the whole system, so that's nice.
I do. It's a face wash twice a day. And then it's a skin cream with a little SPF that I put on in the mornings.
It's good for you.
I feel like it's taking charge.
It's just not supposed to go directly in the eyes.
No, and it says that very clearly on the label.
Yeah.
I start by the cheeks. I put some up here, my T-zone. And then
he knows what a T-zone is.
Gently apply the lotion, and then I use a little extra on my hands.
Do you skip the beard and go right to the décolleté?
Yeah, I don't need why even touch the beard.
Don't need to.
I go right to the décolleté.
Don't put lotion in your beard.
It doesn't. That has its own set
of
products.
That's an oil. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got that right. So, there we are.
Here you are,
but
almost ready for the day.
It's kind of self-flushed itself.
Okay.
So, I'm ready. I can
but
see
fine. But if you're winking at me, that's what's going on.
Maybe. Depends on the topic. You don't know.
All right, Winky, let's get this show started.
All right.
That's such a fun nickname for you.
Winky?
Winky.
I'll let you try it out for a day. You get it for a day. Winky.
24 hours of Winky. I love it. I'll take it.
Morning Scramble with Claire and Winky.
Claire and Winky,
That does roll off the tongue.
And a lot of times these internet debates are just... so silly. Like, why would you even...
Are you talking about the internet debate, like the dress, it's a blue dress, it's a gold dress. Like those debates.
No, more like a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
Would you rather kind of thing.
Let's play.
Okay. Would you rather be a dummy who looks intellectual or an intellectual who looks like a dummy?
Intellectual looks like a dummy. They don't see it coming.
Okay. You are.
I didn't even blink or wink. Old Winky here, I was stone cold
Winky,
staring you down on that one.
You are with most people. 88% agreed with you.
What would you say?
I think I'd rather
be dumb that looks intellectual.
Be dumb and look intellectual. Because then I think you would just, on assumption, like, oh, you look smart. Like, things, good things will happen.
Oh, okay. Do you think that'll open many doors?
Yes. Yes. I just need
a
foot.
But what happens when someone comes up to you because you're wearing a nice, you know, pantsuit with elbow patches and smoking a pipe? And we have really serious questions about the universe, and you give me the dumbest answer in the world.
Well, I'll take my pipe, I will blow some bubbles out of it, and I'll say good day, and I'll just go away. And that'll be the end of it.
She's so brilliant. She left it to us to decide.
Yeah. Like, it'll just be a dumb answer, but they're like, well, was there some wisdom in that? And I'll always leave people wondering.
I like that we both want to be a little cagey, but yeah, just for opposite reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
You just hope it's going to, you know, open the universe.
It'll
to
be,
you.
Yeah, I'll have
well,
a lot.
Well, she looks smart. Give her a better table at the restaurant.
Exactly. Right? Like, yeah, everything's just a little bit upgraded. That kind of like, oh, everything's great. Because
I get it. But I'm in the majority.
You're.
Most people want to look dumb, but are really smart.
Most people say they'd rather.
Come across looking a fool.
Yeah, yeah. And be the intellectual.
And then someone's like, ask this Yahoo. He doesn't know a thing. And then I just, like, how do you like them apples?
Whoa, he's not a dummy. He's actually super smart.
Basically, do you want to be which character from Good Will Hunting? That's the question you just asked, if you think about it.
Oh, wow. Wild.
That's kind of what you just asked us.
No kidding.
I like that.
Surprise.
Bring more of those. Those are fun.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Yesterday, something was off with me. I didn't sleep super well. I'm a light sleeper anyway, but I was like super light sleep. And I'm going to blame that for the reason I can't speak well. I had multiple opportunities, multiple interactions yesterday. Cora stayed home from school. She wasn't feeling well. We ended up going to the doctor. And then, you know, the doctor, there's like the person you check in with. There's the nurse. There's the doctor. There's the person you check out with.
Yeah.
You go to the pharmacy, pick up prescription. You have interactions like all throughout that experience. I kept continuously embarrassing myself. With each interaction with people, it started off fine. We had fine conversations, but it was when I was trying to say goodbye and good day to people, I kept messing it up.
You couldn't say goodbye or good day?
And who says good day, right?
You and Gene Wilder in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Good day. Okay, so there's that interaction moment where it's like, bye, you guys, have a good day. Thanks so much for coming in. And I would say something like, thank you, day, like, you as well, too, bye. Like, it, just messing up the words.
What?
It would never make sense, Eric. It would never make
sense. And that happened every person
every time,
you interacted with?
Every, there's like five different interactions there, and every time I messed it up, every single time. So I would like to try again.
Okay, let's role play.
Role play, thank you. I would like you to say thanks so much. Have a good day or something
so
like
I've,
that.
So I've called the prescription into the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to know for your daughter.
Oh.
Good luck. Good luck, champ. Have a good day.
Thanks so much. You have a good day as well. Oh, that was weird. It still felt weird. It was normal, but it was weird.
It sounded a little scripted.
Okay.
You have a good day as well.
You and your day go forward in a nice manner.
Are you getting ready for Ash Wednesday and the Peace Be With You stuff?
Is that what's going on? Is my
inner... starting tomorrow, you got to start changing your greeting and your goodbyes.
Catholicness is wolfing out.
Apparently so.
Oh my gosh.
Did any time you just randomly go, and also with you, and it didn't make any sense?
And with your spirit. Oh no. Oh no, no, no. No, but I like my daughter, because Audrey was with
did
us.
Did she
too,
catch
like,
it?
What is wrong with you? She's like, what is wrong with you today?
I just try this all day. Later, Gator.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, try it again.
Later, Gator. Hey, I gotta go. Later, Gator.
That was good.
Later, Gator. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Now you try it on me. I gotta go to the store. See you later.
Okay, I'll see you later, Gator.
You don't even, why did you add the other words?
What is
just
wrong with
later,
me?
Just say later, Gator.
What is wrong with me? Okay, later, Gator.
There. Yes.
And then just walk
and
away.
And then walk away.
Less is more, Claire.
Maybe high five it out. I don't know.
That is asking for a whole new, that is a risk. It is a huge risk.
Okay, let's talk about A, my audition last night.
How did it go?
And B, what did not happen in my bedroom.
I'm so scared. We're going to do both, huh?
So, audition was at 6:30. Don't want to get there too early. Don't want to be late.
No.
6:03, I'm leaving the house. Cannot find my car keys.
Oh, no.
I'm down to using the technology in my phone to find them. I'm trying to make them chirp. It's Find My is on. It's whoop, like whoop. 10 feet, 4 feet, 10 feet. Like oh, I was upstairs. They were downstairs in the bedroom. I was directly above them. Okay. So we're off.
That's great.
Get in, and it's much like your first day of school. Like, who do you know, who don't you know?
Yep.
So you try to gravitate to people you know and have some friendly conversations. And what I was looking forward to was it was all going to be group audition because it's a small cast.
Yeah.
It's an ensemble. So it read, you'll be reading some lines, and we'll do some group improvisation. I'm like, aha, that's my strength.
Uh-huh.
I'm good at the improvisation. So they number us off, and they're like, okay, we're not doing any improv today. There's too many of you. So we will have you each find a little corner in the theater and prepare the scene.
Prepare yourselves.
So there were two guys and we had four women in our group. So we just basically had to keep, and it was a four person. So we just had to keep rotating. So I got to play two parts a couple times. So I thought that part went well. The director knew my name. I didn't have to tell him who I was. So I thought that was good.
That is really nice.
And he chuckled a couple times on how I delivered a line. So I felt good. My English accent wasn't great, but we could work on that.
That's fine.
I felt much better the first time. The second scene, I didn't really know those two characters that well.
I didn't realize you had to be British.
It's British.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
We're going full Cockney.
Okay.
So that was it. And then I leave going, you know what? If I get a call back, I feel good. If I don't, I had fun.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to go.
I had an experience.
So I get home. And Shannon is deep into Veronica Mars.
Oh, boy.
Veronica Mars, Friends, is back on Netflix. Apparently, season 4 is dropping soon, which I believe is a brand new season.
Oh.
So she was watching season 1, 3-4 more episodes to go. And it's about 9:30. I'm going to bed because it's late. She's like, I'll be down a couple more.
Sure.
Like, okay.
Sure.
So I'm out by 10. I wake up at 1:30. That bed is empty.
No one's there?
Nobody's there.
Mm-mm.
I wake up at 3:30 this morning.
Stop.
That bed is empty.
No.
She did not make it downstairs. I go upstairs.
She awake?
No. She did fall asleep. She watched the rest of the season, which probably went till 2.
Oh.
And then started the next season and fell asleep. She gets up off that couch and just, I could tell, she is going to be so sore today because she slept on a couch with the dog.
Made a mistake.
Oh, just wedged together. I've had that where she'll just get caught up in a show for a little. And she is such the night owl versus my early bird.
Yes.
But she never made it to bed last night. She stayed upstairs the entire night and morning watching Veronica Mars.
Mrs. Hanson.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Had a big announcement yesterday. A new shuttle service connecting the Dubuque Airport with the Eastern Iowa Airport is going to launch coming up on March the 1st.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so 4 departures are planned daily from Dubuque. They'll pick people up actually there because they could park and leave their car in Dubuque. There's a 2 a.m., a 7 a.m., a noon, and a 5 p.m. So that's coming to Cedar Rapids. Then return trips from Cedar Rapids will run 9:30 to midnight. The company's based here, so they'll have more vehicles here to shuttle people back to the Dubuque area. There's a sliding fee per leg. Also, higher prices during off hours. Reservations are going to be required. The shuttle is being operated by a regional ground transportation company that's been serving our area since 2017.
Huh.
So some great news for travelers beyond our direct region who might not necessarily want to leave a car at the Eastern Iowa Airport. Some big news for producer Ben.
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 That movie Death of a Brewer, which was filmed in Iowa City last summer and beyond.
And producer Ben played a farmer.
He's
who
a farmer
is in
and a
favor?
Protester?
Or protesting
I think
prohibition.
Was, I think he's pro-prohibition.
Pro-prohibition?
I think he's pro-prohibition. He's not just bishin, he's prohibition. He shot his scenes in Galena. There's a new trailer, and they're going to have a screening of the trailer at the Old Capitol Museum on the Pentacrest in Iowa City. It's part of this free week where they're encouraging people to...
How cool.
Like, restaurant week's also going on in Iowa City. But like, oh, there's an art museum.
Have they always done this? This is
not
such
that I'm aware of.
Great idea.
So this Thursday at 5:30 p.m., you will be... I think they're going to do it in the old government chambers of the Old Capitol.
Okay.
They'll do a screening of the trailer and those affiliated with the movie. I don't know. Ben's not been invited to the panel, I don't believe, but maybe we can get him on there.
We could probably... pull some strings.
So the filmmakers, the guy that wrote the book, I think, among others.
And maybe producer Ben.
John's Grocery, for sure. They're funding a lot of it. Maybe producer Ben will then do a Q&A about the movie. It's historical. It's set in the 1880s in Iowa City, set in Iowa City, when the rise of prohibition clashes with immigrant families. I think there were three families all trying to get a foothold on the beer market.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, you have like the temperance movement coming in at the same time. And there's death. And more.
And
Crispin
Brewers.
Glover and Mina Suvari and producer Ben.
Wow.
So I tried to, I got an advanced screening of the trailer. I tried to slow it down a little bit, see if I could see Ben in some protest scenes. I got to try again.
Come on, man.
I will tell you though, Crispin Glover looks fantastic.
Really?
Because he's already a little creepy.
Yes. Oh, and nobody is creepy like Crispin.
He has this Peaky Blinders just edge to him.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you can make it, 5:30 Thursday, Old Capitol. Take a look at the brand new trailer, and this will be exciting once that finally drops in Iowa City. Okay, we've been to weddings where there's a registry.
Check.
Of course.
We've been to weddings where there's not a registry. Please give us cash. We're going on a honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to a wedding where they ask you to make a donation to a nonprofit?
No.
ARC of East Central Iowa recently shared the story about newlywed couple Jacob and Pauline Wilkinson, Cedar Rapids native. They live in San Diego. Asked their guests to skip the wedding registry and make a donation to the ARC of East Central Iowa.
What?
The couple got married in October, and Jacob is from Cedar Rapids. His brother has used much of ARC's programming for a very long time.
Oh, my gosh.
They raised $3,600 for the ARC, and instead of their wedding list, they're like, here's their gift list for Amazon for
Get
ARC.
Get them gifts.
Buy them stuff.
How beautiful
How cool is
that?
Yeah. So we wanted to recognize both ARC of East Central Iowa as well as Jacob and Pauline Wilkinson for everything they did to make sure that ARC of East Central Iowa got the gifts that they wanted to make sure they got as part of their wedding ceremony.
That is such a great idea.
Got us feeling all right?
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Man, celebrity deaths tend to come in threes, and I feel like we're getting a double helping. This morning, news of Reverend Jesse Jackson passing away at the age of 84. He's a civil rights icon, worked with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That is breaking as of this morning, passed away. We also lost actor Robert Duvall, a legend. He passed away this Sunday at his ranch in Virginia at 95 years old. His wife had a beautiful tribute to him. She said, to the world, he was an Academy Award-winning actor, director, storyteller. To me, he was simply everything. His passion for his craft was matched only by his deep love for characters, a great meal, and holding court. Which, it seems like the older a gentleman gets, the more courts he holds.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
The night is wound down. It's either a cup of coffee or something a little stronger. And you're just sitting around like the fireplace. You're just talking.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. He kind of got his start. His first big break was playing Boo Radley in To Kill a Mockingbird in 1962.
With Gregory Peck.
With Gregory Peck.
Yes.
And then he had kind of took off from there. There was MASH and Days of Thunder and Colors, The Natural, Sling Blade, Apocalypse Now.
Yes.
Of course. And then he was in both Godfathers 1 and 2 as well. He said, though, I think this is an interesting question because somebody asked him, do you have a favorite role that you've ever played? And his answer was playing Texas Ranger Augustus McCrae in the 1989 miniseries Lonesome Dove.
Interesting. Of all his projects.
Yes. Of all
and all the directors he's worked with.
All the different things, all the you know, the gamut of characters you've ever played.
I mean, he played a country singer in it. He won an Oscar for that in the 80s, but he goes to a TV show or a miniseries.
Yeah, yeah. That was the best, his favorite thing that he ever got to play. Okay, I'm going to take you down to Mardi Gras.
Hold on, I need to suck the head off this crawfish.
Mm.
Okay, now I'm ready.
All right. Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Let's start with the good news, and then we'll wallow in the bad news.
Oh, you're going to love this. Dozens of people dressed as Ozzy Osbourne marched in the Mardi Gras parade.
Awesome.
They were all wearing wigs and blue glasses and crosses. Over 200 people parading through the streets, all dressed as Ozzy.
Is there any connection at all, or that's just honor Ozzy?
Not really. There was one guy, Stephen Ray. He was a friend of Ozzy's for 40 years, and he took part dressed as Ozzy. But he said that ahead of time that this is what they're going to do. This was the goal. They wanted to honor him on a big Mardi Gras float, dance crews, everything. So he got it all together. I think he kind of organized it just to honor Ozzy.
One of the things I loved where we lived in St. Louis, it was like a top five in terms of Mardi Gras parades. Because we're in an old French neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Where I lived in St. Louis. It was great. Then they would just basically close down on the streets, have a huge party all day long.
And you're just right there in the action, right?
We were right there. I had access to a bathroom.
Yes.
My own beer. It was great.
But, you know, there's the good side and then there's the bad side of Mardi Gras.
What's the bad side?
Sometimes people can imbibe, but maybe a little too hard. Shia LaBeouf, who had been sober up until this past Mardi Gras season, he had an extended weekend bar crawl. It started on Thursday night, and he's been in one of the city's uptown neighborhoods. He was spotted at a bar, 24/7 bar called Ms. May's, and he showed up Thursday night without a shirt and without cash. And it very
so far, this story tracks 100% for Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. It very clearly says all around the bar. They're like, there's like 50 signs that say,
you got to have a shirt on. Yeah.
Yeah. Cash only, cash only, cash only. And in the middle of all of it, there's a parade going by. And he's like, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Some people do recognize
him. He's working the crowd for cash.
Yeah. He's doing Instagram photos. He was nice on Thursday, said a bartender who was working that night. But by Sunday, when he's been on this bender for days.
At the same bar?
Mm-hmm. The same bar. He's being regarded just a little bit differently. He asked three times if he can use his credit card. It's like, no, Shia, not since Thursday. You haven't been able to use your credit card.
Kick him out.
Exactly, exactly. That they said, why don't you just go back and dig holes? Referencing Holes, one of his Disney movies from 2003. One bartender described it as Shia LaBeouf is terrorizing this city. And it's Mardi Gras. So
that takes a lot.
That takes a lot, a lot. Shia.
It's not even the French Quarter. It's like an off neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. Shia, you need to just put the beer down, honey.
Go home.
Go home.
I'm guessing it was a hurricane.
My goodness. Could have been a hurricane.
Hurricane LaBeouf.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Survivor season 50.
That's crazy. I remember when I was working here, the infant days of Z102.9, we held a Survivor watch party for the very first episode.
It's huge.
Yes.
Mean, what a phenomenon. Kind of revolutionized reality TV.
Oh, for sure.
And to have a reality TV show go as long as this one has, 50 seasons, that's incredible. And I love that they're celebrating it the right way. Survivor 50, they're doing a special challenge. All 50 states have some sort of immunity idol hidden within the state.
And producer Ben has been all over this since you made that announcement weeks ago on Z-Sleaze. Good morning, producer Ben.
Good morning.
How did yesterday go for you? Because that's when the clue dropped.
I immediately tried like thinking, where could this possibly be? Because I didn't understand the clue very well right away. And I wish I could say, like, I'm a Survivor fan, but I wish I could say I was, like, a big, big Survivor fan.
Like, since the beginning?
But, like, some of these people that I read online, they're going to, like, multiple different states.
You can't do that!
You can. You don't have to be a resident. You just have to.
So they just, like, get in the van. We're going to go clue hunting.
Some people, like, I've seen people ranging from anywhere from 2 to 9 different states that they've been to so far.
Wow.
That's
impressive.
I want it to just be the people from that state.
Yes, and I want it to be Producer Ben.
That would be nice.
Because I would love that.
If you win, what do you win?
A trip for two to the Survivor finale.
Not a trip for three?
Dang.
No.
Hmm. Well, you got some picking to do.
See you, Claire.
What? You don't know? You don't know? Ben might pick me.
Okay. I'm on the fence of, I don't want to tip your hand too much, but there's clearly some things in this clue, which, by the way, I think was only live for 4 hours yesterday. Because according, you gave us a screenshot, and it says from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central, this clue is up, and then I think it has vanished. We're all comfortable in saying there's a photo in this clue, and those are bowling balls, right? Seeing that? Those are bowling balls.
Mm-hmm.
So your first inclination would be
a bowling alley.
It has something to do with a bowling alley, or maybe a place that used to be a bowling alley.
Ooh.
There could be a historic component to it. Like, for example, and I don't think it's this, but in Cedar Rapids, where the Fairway food store is, that's part of Town and Country Shopping Center, which used to have a bowling alley in the basement.
Really?
Yes.
Fun fact.
Many a high school senior in these parts had their post-prom party at a basically subterranean bowling alley in Cedar Rapids. So now that adds a little air of mystery, which is kind of what the show is all about, right?
True. Have you been able to study, like, how obvious is it? Is it like, oh, there's a bowling ball on it, it's going to be a bowling alley? Or could that be, here's a ball. It could be any, like, ballroom.
So more of a metaphor.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It seems like based off of other states' clues that it points pretty clearly that it has something to do with a bowling alley.
They're going
to
tell you where it is because they want you to show up, right? Because that's the other part of this is you have to figure out what the clues mean, go to the place, and find the idol.
Mm-hmm.
Can I recant what I said and give you a new idea?
What?
What's the bowling alley over here? Westdale Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Part of this clue says it's near amusement and races, okay? Ooh. Hawkeye Downs is just on the southwest side of town. And again, because this is like it's a black and white photo. Chapman's Fun World.
Oh.
Which used to have a go-kart track and was an amusement park, was on southwest side of Cedar Rapids. I'm starting to wonder.
You think it could be Cedar Rapids?
I'm now wondering if this thing is in Cedar Rapids. When do you have to go?
This evening. The 4 to 8 p.m. is the time range that you can...
Oh, that's the window?
That's the window.
Oh, today. I misunderstood. Okay, now that I see that, he has to get to this location between the hours of 4 and 8 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Oh, my... I thought it was yesterday's clue window.
No!
That's today's date.
That's today!
Oh, my goodness.
My first thought, reading this clue, I was kind of pointed towards Burlington and Fun City.
Ah!
Because it mentions... amusement and races, which Fun City has like an arcade room. Races, I thought maybe that's like betting, like casino type of thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So,
and then it's got an aquatic, like a water park.
Ooh.
Which it mentions aquatic in there.
Is there a bowling alley near Lost Island Water Park and theme park?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. You would
think
that.
Because Waterloo used to have Greyhound races.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That could be. I was thinking the Dubuque thing.
Dubuque makes a lot of sense,
Grand
too.
Grand Harbor?
Yes. Because it has a water park, which is
but
like
is
amusement.
There bowling?
Claire, it's Iowa. There's bowling everywhere.
There's bowling.
I was thinking it could have been Hoodwinks in my hometown. What?
Could be.
Which I think is now Lebowski's or Lebolski's.
Bolski's.
I think it's Lebolski's.
Wow.
Did Williamsburg have a bowling alley growing up?
Yes, but it got very exclusive. As the older
like
I
a
got.
Country club?
Yeah.
Like, oh, really?
We only want real bowlers, no kids.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know.
It's a place to blow off some steam.
I know.
Is there a bowling alley in the Amanas?
No.
No?
I wish.
Now, here's the other thing, friends. These are regular bowling balls. You know what the most popular sport right now is for bowling is duck pin bowling.
True.
And everything we've been rattling off, I think, are like full-size lanes. Now, this is like the medallion hunt. Now it's getting more... intriguing.
And as we tend to do with the Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival medallion hunt, I start to overthink things. So, Ben, I wish you so much luck. And I hope that you figure it out before 4 p.m.
Well, I'm going to show up somewhere, but I really hope I don't show up to the wrong place.
I mean, let's give him it's a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
He's going to have to leave at 2 o'clock this afternoon and just point his car in a direction. And we've given him north, up, Waterloo.
North up. We've given him north up.
We've given him the river,
Right. North Wright?
Yes, Dubuque or Burlington.
Yeah.
Or wherever other bowling are here, where he just does it. I don't know what direction that is.
Ben, I wish
we haven't
you...
even chipped away at the other part of the state of Iowa.
Nope.
What if this is in like near the surf ballroom? There's aquatic themes in it.
Exactly, exactly. I don't know. But Ben, I hope that you do find it. Is there like a chat space where you like all of the Survivor players can kind of like work through it?
I'm going to have to look for one. I've seen a lot of people post about like other states and stuff. So
there's a Facebook group or something.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
sure.
got to be something.
Godspeed,
okay.
Producer Ben.
He's on the hunt, ladies and gentlemen. Our producer Ben looking for the survival idol. Will he find it? We will find out tomorrow because he's going in some direction. He's going up. He's going right. He might go down.
Left.
I might go west.
He might go. We don't know where
up,
he's going.
Over, down?
Yes. But we'll all find out tomorrow morning on the Morning Scramble.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
In the history of Momtroversy, have I ever brought one up before?
It's very rare. You've got questions. I usually have answers. That's how it usually works.
It's a Dancing Eric Hansen Momtroversy.
But what happened to you was so unusual. I think it deserves raising a question to all parents.
For those unfamiliar, Momtroversy is where we will solicit parenting questions or provide observations that you and I experience because it's a lot easier to, you know, raise children when everybody's playing along.
Yeah.
And somebody has seen it before and has a great path to a good answer. Okay, I got to take you back a month and a half. We are in Chicago. And I kind of sat on this because it's awkward. Our route is always the same. We go into the city. We spend the weekend. We always come home through Oak Brook. There's that big mall.
It's not your choice. It's Shannon's choice.
Because they've got a Nordstrom and a Container Store.
Yep.
But
I've made the trip with you guys.
You have. I don't think, though, there's a Cheesecake Factory there. We've not taken you to that.
No.
So we're like, it's either that or the McDonald's, the Oasis. Like, Cheesecake Factory. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So, great meal. Back on the road, 3 more hours to go. I'm like, gotta go to the bathroom. So I go into the men's room.
Yep.
And something very unusual catches my eye. There is a little toddler. Mm-hmm. I don't know the age. And a woman in the men's room.
Okay.
And I kind of made a look and she's like, oh, it's okay. I'm potty training him. So I'm presuming it's a grandma.
Like, proceed.
What's it like? Was she giving me? So
she's giving you the okay. Go ahead. It doesn't bother me.
I still use the urinal. And it's not like he's not getting trained. He's small.
Yeah.
They're working their way towards a stall.
Right,
right,
right, right.
It's just I caught them. They must have walked in right before me. I don't have any other things to say, but in my brain, I am running through all of the lists of why is this woman, grandma age, in the men's room to teach this little dude how to use a toilet? No, he clearly can't use a urinal. He's not big enough. So it's whatever they would have been using or doing at home, right?
Right.
So I finish my business. I wash my hands. It brings up a great conversation on the ride home. And then I just kind of sat on it because it was just so awkward. But I've been talking about it now here. Like, let's just bring it up for Momtroversy.
I think it's a fair topic.
So my question is, Grandma, first of all, why didn't you take the little boy into the women's restroom?
Yeah.
I remember my mom taking me into the women's room before.
Totally.
Right? As a little kid, that's not that unusual.
And as a woman, like, it's pretty common to see somebody bringing a kid into the
yes.
women's restroom.
And the flip side is I've seen men bring little girls into the men's room.
Like, yes.
Whether it's changing tape, whatever it is, I get it. But this is a very specific act. You are using the men's room as part of your training to teach the kid how to use the potty, right?
Yeah.
Why were you in my room? And now I'm weird. Like,
why did you choose that room? So you have a choice, right? Grandma had a choice.
Yes.
She's got little boy in tow and she's looking at both doors and she's like, which one do I do? I can see her thinking like, well, I've got to teach him which room is the right room. So I've got to take him to the right room.
I guess
but
so.
I just wouldn't have done that. I would have been very uncomfortable.
So I think it's personally. A very specific question. And I think it's very specifically targeted to females.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be okay taking your little one, boy or girl, into the men's room if it's a bathroom emergency or if it's a potty training emergency?
Right.
Because that's exactly what happened. And I really have all these
what
questions.
What are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could flip it too for dads. Do you take your daughter to the Because that's weird.
I can't even ask that question
men
out loud.
Men can't go into the ladies' room.
Sounds so wrong.
Right? You're not going to do that.
No.
What do you do as a parent when you're in that potty training mode and it's time to use a public restroom? Which door are you going in?
Specifically asking moms, grandmas, aunts. You got to take your little one to the bathroom, and the men's room seems to be the only option specifically for potty training. Would you do that? Or would you wait to get into, like, the bathroom that you would go? I don't know. It's very confusing.
What would you do?
And it's what's hard about this is, like, gender neutral works easy. If every bathroom is a one staller with a door.
If that's an option, that's a great option.
Yeah, but this is a big, it's Cheesecake Factory, right? They got to get a lot of people in and out of those bathrooms.
Not every place has that.
Think of, like, if you were at Disney.
Yeah.
What would you, okay, so that's the question. Moms, aunts, grandmas, are you comfortable potty training boys in the men's bathroom? I witnessed it a couple months ago in Chicago. I'm very curious.
I'm surprised by it.
I was surprised by it.
But I'd love to hear the thinking. If you're like, yes, yeah, please. Absolutely, that's how you have to do it. Let's talk about it.
That's our Momtroversy. Let us know at 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Having a great conversation both on the Z102.9 Facebook page as well as on the telephones. Here at 200-1029, let me reset the scenario. So a couple months ago, Shannon and I are driving back from Chicago. We always stop in Oak Brook. There's a big mall there. They got a Cheesecake Factory. That's not why we stop. But
no, it's for Shannon's shopping.
It's for Shannon's.
It's not for the cheesecake.
No, it's not. So Eric gets cheesecake. Shannon gets to shop. Anyway, we wrap up our meal, getting ready to hit the road. I'm like, that's a lot of iced tea. Better hit the bathroom, right? Before
sure.
we go. I walk into the men's room, and, you know, it's a bigger restaurant, so it's a multi-stall, both urinal and door. And what to my wandering eyes should appear, but a woman, I'm guessing grandma age, and a little dude, and she sees me right away, look, like I am confused, deer in headlights. She's mm-hmm. like, he's potty training right now, and it seemed like it was a matter of convenience. So they weren't at the urinals. So he couldn't even reach that, right?
Right. It's just like he needs help.
He understood. His body said, I got to go to the bathroom. Grandma took him to the bathroom. So they went to the stall. I used the urinal, washed my hands, I left. But I paused, and then we talked about this on the ride home. Shannon and I, I'm like, why didn't she take him to the ladies' room?
I guess,
like, why was she with him in the men's room? That's what really caught me off guard. And then I started wondering, like, who would do that? Because I couldn't take my niece, when she was potty training, Lizzie into the women's room, could I?
I don't know. Can you do that? How would you approach that? Because in my mind, as the adult, I would just go into my preferred bathroom and take the child with me. I'm just surprised that she made the choice. And did she let the kid choose? Or I don't know.
And looking back, it's like, this is the question while she was waiting. I'm like, what prompted you to think to come in here?
How did you get here?
It bugs me just more because I was puzzled by it.
Yeah.
I also understand the urgency of the situation. I'm not questioning your choice.
No.
It just seems a little odd.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
But let's talk this out. I think this is a perfect Momtroversy because what would you do if you were in that situation? And certainly lots of moms have been in that place before.
So a couple ways to take part. You can go to the Z102.9 Facebook page and sound off. You could text in or specifically, and I'm asking moms, I'm asking grandmas, I'm asking fun aunts. You are in a situation with a little person who needs help in a bathroom. Do you pick your gender, their gender, or the one that's most convenient? Like, what is the thought process here? Because I was just really surprised. I caught a grandma in the men's room. It just seemed a little odd with her little grandson.
I would never, I would never ever do that. I think the difference is that in the men's room, you have the risk of the poor man feeling exposed to the adult woman, whereas in the women's room, the women are always in the stalls, so if you bring a child in there, there's no risk of the woman feeling exposed.
So yeah,
oh, interesting.
You've got doors in one, and ours are half and half. Yeah. So yeah.
Could be a trough
and
situation.
And one's an adult and one's a child.
Also, that's a great point. Yeah, I didn't consider that. Thank you for your analysis. We appreciate it. Hey, thanks for calling for Momtroversy. What are your thoughts on my predicament that I witnessed a couple months ago?
As a mom to a 10-year-old boy, he always came into the bathroom with me until he was old enough to go or confident enough to go by himself, and I waited at the door.
Mm-hmm.
I've also had a girl dad announce himself and come into the women's restroom.
Oh, really?
And were you okay with that?
Yeah. I was fine with that because he announced himself.
That's awesome. Yeah, I appreciate that because that's got to be a hard situation. I think it would be hard for a dad to do.
Yes.
And just for sanitary reasons, the women's best room is better.
Agreed. Yes.
Always.
I understand that too. Oh, do I?
Even in the workplace.
You've been in our room? Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.